This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
This is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today we're talking with Raul Morrow, who's the president of the Air Care Alliance, which is one of the main organizations that deals with humanitarian flying organizations in the U.S., and he's going to tell us about what the Air Care Alliance is and what they do, and then we'll talk about a few other topics today. So, Raul, can you start out telling us what your organization is?
All right. It's fairly straightforward. Over the years, a number of different organizations have come into existence which feature volunteer pilots performing a variety of missions, serving the community and helping others. In 1990, Bill Worden, a member of the board of Angel Flight of California, worked with AOPA and myself to organize the first ever conference of leaders of such organizations. It was called AirMed 90, and Phil Boyer came in and chatted with us. And as a result of that conference, the delegates decided that we should form an organization to continue to hold the conference every year and to share information about volunteer pilot operations and about the groups so that we could learn from each other and develop best practices and also speak with a united voice when we go before government or have to deal with other organizations.
Okay, so what does the Air Care Alliance do these days to further your goals?
Well, mostly we maintain a central website, which is the only listing of all known volunteer pilot organizations. We try to explain volunteer pilot operations to the public and to Congress. We do that in a number of ways, one of which is the website. The website is used as a referral source both for caseworkers in hospitals and patients and family members to identify groups that might be able to help them in the transport of patients or perhaps medical supplies, perhaps to bring a person, a transplant patient from a remote community to a major metropolitan area to receive the transplant in time. And of course, there are many other missions as well. Environmental flying is a big area of activity for volunteer pilots. There are two primary groups in the country which are listed on our site who fly various missions, and basically they provide an opportunity for people involved in environmental issues on either side of the question to see an area from the air and get a perspective on what the problems are and how they might be remediated, and try to bring the parties together so that they develop a common plan on an environmental issue rather than just sitting and slugging it out in court. Another area is educational flights, and of course EAA is the largest organization with its EAGLES program, and we list them and the contact information. And we have also a number of groups involved in emergency and disaster preparedness and response. Most of the volunteer pilot groups have such a problem, but the Civil Air Patrol is the largest and the oldest such organization, and of course their mission also involves search and rescue. In terms of some of the activities we engage in to promote public benefit flying before the public, probably our main effort at the current time is the awards event we work with NAA on producing each year in the United States Capitol building. And in this ceremony, we have five categories of awards and present the awards to individuals or organizations who are nominated, and the nominations are reviewed by a committee consisting of aviation industry representatives and representatives from the public benefit flying community. A final area of activity is to monitor governmental regulations and legislation that might affect public benefit flying. We don't do an awful lot in that, but in terms of actual advocacy, since we are not a lobbying organization, but we do provide information to the agencies.
And so if a pilot or somebody wants to get involved in this kind of work, if they want to volunteer or contribute, how should they go about doing that?
Well, in terms of getting involved, we do list all of the known organizations, and I encourage interested pilots to look through our listings, identify organizations which serve their area, and go to a meeting. Most of the organizations have pilot meetings where the pilots gather periodically, very often in the summertime for barbecues and things like that, and get an idea of how the organization operates and the kind of rules they might have for pilots and how many missions they fly, basically to get information about the organization and its mission. The other way in which pilots can be involved is in other volunteer capacities for the organization.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on next summer with EAA Air Venture and how did that all come to pass?
Yes, that is underway. As you know, the various organizations have been very supportive of us, and including AOPA, EAA, and various magazines. AvWeb has always promoted stories about volunteer flying. AOPA has done very well on that count and has featured us at their expos. And this coming summer, EAA has determined that they wish to focus on what they call humanitarian flying. They're basically looking at it in two big chunks, one of which is the mission flying, which is mostly taking place in other countries, mostly faith-based organizations who transport their missionaries and also transport injured persons and transport relief supplies into remote areas. And the other major focus is on public benefit flying, which is what the Air Care Alliance is primarily involved in. And there will be two large display areas at Oshkosh and a number of seminars and speakers who will discuss the nature of public benefit flying and how pilots can get involved. It's a major theme for Air Venture this year, and we're very much looking forward to having all of the different groups from around the country send volunteers to help with the booths and send photographs and display materials so that the attendees at Oshkosh will be able to learn about this area of activity.
Thank you. This was Mary Grady with AvWeb. I was talking to Raul Morrow with the Air Care Alliance about humanitarian flying.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.